Welcome to Benny's After Hour Dungeon Stream. Today we'll be whipping Dan's ass cheeks and showing Andy what a ball gag is.
I know what a ball gag is. I've got five.
Oh, wrong show again? Is that her Pornhub streams?
That's Comic Story and After Hours.
After dark.
We did that for a little while. It was an ongoing joke because Natalie and I would stream at like 9 p.m. Eastern. Like super late. Like it was yeah, 9 yeah, for us.
Yeah. And everyone like in bed.
And they would slap each other's ass cheeks. It was weird.
No, but it was while funny. Because we would do it from like 9 to 10, 9 to 11 our time. And we were just more off the cuff. And everyone's like, it's after hours.
Everybody talks.
This is when he's not restricted by that PG-13 logo on his channel.
For an extra $9.95, you can watch us do anything. I'm just kidding, it's $14.99.
I was gonna say, it's pretty cheap.
Yeah, it's not bad.
That's discount. That's your beginner price.
Yeah.
20% off.
We gotta get an audience. We gotta bring them in.
Let's start the show.
And on that note, welcome to Comics Experiment, the weekly show right here at Comic Storian, where I sit with a couple of guests and we discuss your favorite comic book stuff. We go over news, we look at other people's lists, or we just discuss theory crafting. It's a fun podcast that we put on here every Saturday, and it is streamed live at our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/eligiblemonster, every Thursday at about 2 p.m. Eastern. It's then uploaded to our Patreon, patreon.com/comicstorian, along with all of our other podcasts, such as Conspiracy Cast, CTV, Comic Storian Weekly, and basically a bunch of stuff where we review comic books, talk about shows, and talk about your favorite conspiracies, all for only a dollar. You get early access to all of that and whatever videos we get done early and upload over there, which includes projects from our gaming channel, Tales of Earth, our urban myth, our factual history. I haven't thought of a tagline for this channel yet, but Tales of Earth, go check it out. We talk about real world stuff over there.
Yeah.
You like that?
It really means
me. I haven't thought of a tagline.
No, I like the tagline. Our other channel, it's got stuff. Go look at it.
Educational-ish.
But you get all of that early content right over there at our Patreon. That's exactly where it goes. And this is up on iTunes and SoundCloud. And yes, after a billion of you have requested, I have submitted it to Spotify.
Oh, sweet.
Now, here's the thing. I submitted it a year and a half ago, and then we forgot that we submitted it. And we never responded to the emails. Because everyone's like, why isn't it on Spotify? And I'm like, it is on Spotify. Didn't we finish that? Like,
right.
Did you just not know how to find it?
And you then must have sent that email before I was producer and actually checking those emails.
I know. It was back when we were first launching all that stuff. So that's it. Oh, Avalon's got a tagline for Tales of Earth, our other channel. Learn the lore of your world.
I believe this show is also brought by someone else.
I haven't got there yet, Dan. I'm still going through plugs.
Yeah, Dan.
Dan, geez.
How many plugs do we have now?
Also, don't forget, you can come on down to the corner where Andy serves hot dogs every day out of his hot dog cart. And for only an extra 99 cents, you can get an extra bottle of hot dog water. He ships it in from New York to give you that real New York flavor with all of that hot dog water. Puts it in a thermos, gives you a nice hot dog on a bun with some mustard, ketchup, and hot dog water. Andy, what do you got to say about your hot dog water?
It's not good. Don't pay for it.
when did you give him my hot dog stand?
Andy moved out here and just took over all of your projects.
I am making bank.
What'd you earn yesterday during the blizzard?
During the blizzard, let's see, who cares? $7.50.
Sweet.
$7.50. Yep. And I immediately went and bought McDonald's with it.
And yes, Dan, there's one more ad today. We have a new sponsor, HelloFresh, America's most popular meal kit. But as usual, I will use my amazing portal opening abilities to tell you about that in the middle of today's show. Now, we are 25 minutes into plugs, and we're not going to talk about the topic. So today's topic is going to be the future of the MCU. Is there one? And we're not talking about the movies that are coming out. We're not talking about Spider-Man, Doctor Strange. We're not talking about more Captain Marvel. We are talking about, do you care? A lot of articles are stating that this month is the end. We're getting the end of Game of Thrones starting. Mm-hmm. We're getting the end of the MCU. And I'm like, it's not the end of the MCU.
No, it's the end of pop culture as we know it.
That's what I mean. So we're going to discuss.
It's done.
We're going to discuss that today. But before we do, I want to talk about the new Brightburn trailer. Have you seen this thing? This movie? Brightburn?
I have told you about Brightburn for the last 2 months.
No. The new trailer.
And literally every time you're like, whatever. I don't care.
No. I'm super excited about it. Have you seen the new trailer?
Yes.
Okay. So for those guys who don't know, Brightburn is a movie brought to you by WB.
2 months.
I believe it's WB doing it.
I believe so. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We may be wrong about that. We don't care.
It's possible. I think it was part of James Gunn's deal.
To come over?
To come over and do Suicide Squad. I think they had to.
Brightburn was promoted before they announced that. So if it was. Then...
Well, I mean, that doesn't mean it wasn't part of that.
Yeah, I mean, so if it was, it wasn't known to be.
I think that's what it was.
But so Brightburn is the concept of what if Superman crash landed on the planet, but he's not a benevolent Superman.
It's like a horror Superman.
Yeah. They did a 3-page thing in the Halloween special this year, which is basically Brightburn.
I remembered a story similar like that.
So what I wanted to talk about this latest trailer, though, there was an extended scene in it from the movie. And I don't know if I can watch this movie. So I am not freaked out by anything. I'm not scared. I really don't get scared of anything. It's very hard to get my adrenaline pumping. Like, overall, if anything, you'll get me with a jump scare because it's a jump scare. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's one thing that doesn't scare me, but bother me to the point where I cannot watch it.
Is it small children?
Well, that. So there's two things that bother me.
Little kids scare the crap out of me.
Don't come to the... Subnautica is a great example. It's okay. I have an actual fear. This is not a fear I'm about to talk about. My actual fear is the unknown. Mm-hmm. Anybody who watches the Subnautica streams knows. When I don't know what's above or beneath me, I freak the hell out.
Actually, and the funny thing about that is it freaks you out, and yet you still decide to go... But I need to know.
That's the problem with me. I have a fear of the unknown, but I have a massive desire to know. So,
so he's like in Subnautica, he's like, "Oh, I'm so scared." But I know
what's
here.
Can I tell a small story about that?
Okay.
So I was scuba diving. I was snorkeling in the Maldives. Mm.
Okay.
So there's like the reef is basically like drops right off. So it's nothing but pitch black. And I was like, I'm not swimming near there. I've seen Jaws, I know Cthulhu, ain't happening. And I was like, man, whatever. So I started swimming towards it. Big old reef shark comes flying. I was like, whip! Swim away!
As the people who watch Subnautica know.
This is swimming, by the way.
When I was in the open water, I was terrified. But when I would go into a cave, I'm okay because it's directly in front of you.
Yeah.
There's no above and below that I'm confused about.
Right.
But anyway, so back to the topic. There's one thing that will, I don't say I'm scared of it, but it unnerves me to the point where I can't watch it. And that is somebody messing with your eyes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Needles.
It doesn't like scare you, but it's like one of those things.
I can't
makes
watch
your skin
it.
Crawl. Yeah. I get that.
Did you ever see Hostel?
Yes. And I don't watch it. After the first one, I don't watch it because of that.
Yeah, that one was.
No, and that's just typically. I just don't watch torture things.
Yeah, I'm not big into the torture
horror.
I like horror movies, but I like stuff like It. Brightburn looks really good to me.
So,
stuff like that.
Did you see the new trailer though? What happens in it?
Yes.
Okay, so Dan probably hasn't.
I have not. I haven't looked at it.
So anymore. They show the trailer had on the thumbnail a girl with her eye bleeding out.
And I'm Yeah. Okay.
So apparently in it she gets a glass shard in her eye.
Okay.
But the trailer even showed it, and it made me unnerved. She's pulling it out with it zoomed in.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, what else are you gonna do? You can't leave it in there. Oh, then I got it. That's fine.
And I'm just sitting there like, no.
Yeah.
Just hearing that made me cringe.
Well, the whole purpose in the show, they show the reason in the scene.
Put it right back, though. You don't want to screw that up.
It's not just to entirely mess with you. It's because then they show from her point of view, and it's like a blood, like she's seeing through the blood, trying to see what's going on.
Right.
That was the point.
Well, yeah, she's got evil Superman hunting her.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm very curious now, because you're pretty okay with when it's like a boxing movie and they have to cut the eyelids
that's
to
fine.
Undo
that's
different. The swelling. That's not like they're messing with your eyes.
Yeah,
that's
intentional.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, and I love boxing movies. I mean, come on, Creed.
Yes, you do.
One and two.
And then when you come back,
I'm a boxer.
So into boxing and exercising
for 30 minutes
with montage songs in the background.
Wait, what?
I'm surprised on his vlog he hasn't done a montage.
I am too, actually. Now that I say that.
Yeah. Anyway,
exercise montage.
So. So here's the problem, though, because that show, even the trailer was an extended scene of that.
Right, yeah. Which means it's longer in the movie.
Yeah, right. I don't know. Or if I'm just going to, Andy, tell me when it's over.
We'll do
or
that.
It turns out. We'll do that. We'll go to the movies, me and Ian, and just be like, don't look. Ooh, that's disgusting. All right, now look. You're good. You're right. It's fine.
Turns out it's actually one of those scenes that's in the trailer, but they cut from the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all like, ooh, I didn't go see the
people
movie
didn't like
that.
The trailer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I don't know if I can see it. I really want to see it. I might just have to do that one. I'll just cuddle with Dan for a moment. Dan!
I'll tell you when not to look. Because you know, Ethan doesn't want to see
it. Might actually.
So I think you and I are probably
going
to
see it.
Yeah,
we'll go. And then I'll just be like, don't look. Oh, God, it's everywhere.
Oh, it got in her mouth.
Oh, is it? Her eye blood is in her mouth. Oh, God.
So what do you guys think of the Brightburn movie, though?
I want to see it.
Do?
Yes. That's why you I was telling you about it for 2 months. Right.
Honestly, I've been tracking it since they first announced it.
I don't think
it's kind of my job.
I don't think so.
Honestly, it might be a horror movie that I would give a chance because of the nature of how it is.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do if we go see that.
Okay.
We're going to rig up a GoPro on a helmet, but it's not going to look at the movie.
It's going to look at Dan.
It's going to be flipped back
it'll
to
be
Dan.
A carrot on a stick style.
No, no, I got it. We'll put it on top of the helmet, but it's flipped that way, and Houston has to sit in the seats in front of us. It's just right back at Dan.
I like
Houston, stop bobbing your head, damn it. Yeah. I'm trying to get a good shot.
So, Houston's freaking out. Yeah, we get one of those Cloverfield-style camera shots.
There you go, yeah.
Follow to that, then. What do you guys think about the Lion King trailer? Because I think it looks horrifying.
I have not seen it.
Like, legitimately, you think it looks horrifying? Something about talking animals in real life. I don't like it.
Hyenas,
cartoons, I'm cool with. Like, CGI, they don't look too real.
Nah.
Don't like it.
Nah.
No, I think it looks good. I mean, honestly, it looks a lot like the what I felt about the Beauty and the Beast movie was it looks shot for shot just the same.
I don't know
movie.
How I feel about that, because Beauty and the Beast is okay.
Well, to me, it's like if it's going to be shot for shot of the exact same movie, what's the point of it? Well, obviously to make more money.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, I didn't go see Dumbo because of that. I assumed it was going to be.
Same. Yeah. Although it got really good reviews.
I'll probably just watch when it comes here.
Well, I mean, to be fair, if it's a shot for shot, the first one did amazing. Of course, it's going to get great reviews.
No, I understand. That's true. But
actually, the... If you didn't know, they actually just copy and pasted their reviews from the past because it's the same
movie. I think the Dumbo movie actually added a lot to it. I think it added a lot of side stories and stuff to different characters. But from the trailer for Lion King, it looks pretty much shot for shot.
Or they just showed you those scenes like they did.
I mean, it's possible.
Beast
one. Yeah.
But I do like they got James Earl Jones back.
Yes. I'm a little sad that they don't have, was it Jeremy Irons for Scar? Yeah, I was a little sad. I wanted to hear Jeremy Irons or Scar again.
You know what would have been amazing? If they had managed to get JTT back.
That would, but make him adult Simba.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, right? Because he's like...
And you can tell I'm a 90s kid, because I still refer to him, instead of Jonathan Taylor Thomas, as JTT.
Yeah. Remember the JTT haircut? Where it was like the part down the middle and it did the thing?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Whatever happened.
My brother used to do that.
Did he?
Yeah. Had the middle part and all like that. He looked like such an idiot.
Probably enough, our sister used to do that.
So did I.
Did you? That's true, you did, yeah.
But I wasn't trying to do JTT. I was trying to do the older brother from Boy Meets World.
Fair.
Will Friedle?
Yeah.
Fair.
Okay, just
which, okay, speaking
completely
of remakes,
off topic, real quick.
Yeah, Girl Meets World, horrible.
Is it? One episode I watched was not good.
Didn't watch it.
No, it's not.
I feel like it was too creepy to watch that show.
Well,
what is it with characters in shows like Boy Meets World? And even The Simpsons, where this one character just gets dumber as the seasons go on.
Oh, yeah.
He did get really dumb by the end of it.
Or even worse, where they like have character progression, and then they revert.
Yeah.
That's always the one that bugs me, because it's like, you knew what to do in this exact same situation an episode ago.
Yeah.
What happened?
So, actually, it's funny because I was watching a video and they were saying that's the big problem with The Flash. And I kind of agree with it.
Oh, yeah.
Barry learns a lesson. And then the very next day, and the greatest example they had was Barry learned, I can't go back and change my mother's death. And then at the end of season one, into season two, he's like, fuck it.
I'm going to do it. No, I don't.
YOLO.
I'm going to do it. Barry, don't do it. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
But last question on movies.
What
last
are you
question
doing?
On movies.
Nothing.
I know none of us have seen this yet. We didn't even get an invite to this one. Hellboy. Currently got a 9% of Rotten
Tomatoes. Getting awful reviews.
Honestly,
I'm so sad.
Yeah.
I'm going to see it, but
it's
not getting good reviews. Yeah, I'm going to see it somewhere.
Well, it's a different actor.
Well, that doesn't matter.
But I honestly, I like that guy, though.
The new guy?
Yeah, the new guy.
See, I always feel like when you have a character, you kind of need to keep the
same
person.
Yeah, but Ron Perlman even said he wasn't doing it anymore.
Yeah.
Because everybody was... Originally, they were supposed to do a third Hellboy movie with Ron Perlman, Del Toro there, and...
It fell through for some
reason. Well, like it wasn't getting made. Schedules weren't, and then it fell through. And then finally, Ron Perlman, because they, Bill Harbor, is that the guy's name?
The new guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
When they announced his, everyone was like, "What about Ron Perlman? Ron Perlman, what do you think?" And he's like, "Honestly, because he's 70 something at this point."
We looked it up last time. It was like 60 something.
Was he? Okay, yeah. But he was just like, "I'm too old to do that, guys." He's like, "Let him do it. It's fine."
David Harbour.
David Harbour. Thank you.
That's fair, but I feel like there's a lot of stuff where it's like...
But I do like the actor, though.
Yeah.
And the trailers, I mean...
I like Hellboy.
I like Hellboy, I like the actor. Good, yeah. The trailers made it look pretty cool. Like, it looked closer to the Hellboy comics than the other movies did. But I love the other movies, just to be clear on that.
Yeah.
But it did look closer to the actual comics.
Right.
So I was like very excited for it, and now it's getting horrible reviews. Yeah. I'm still going to see it.
To be fair, wasn't there another movie that when it first came out, critics were like, this is horrible, and then like fans were like, this was amazing. I can't remember what
that's
it was.
That's a lot of things.
That's
these
a lot
days,
of movies.
Where it was. It's like the critics are like, this movie is great, and fans are like, this movie is awful.
There was just a
or vice versa.
Yeah, there was a very.
There's nobody like, who's like, this movie was okay.
Extreme one, and I can't remember which one it was.
So, I mean, we've already agreed that this movie set itself up for failure, putting itself between Shazam and.
Oh, yeah, that was a terrible idea. I don't know who came up with that idea, but.
I get there's a lot of superhero movies, but you picked Endgame. It should be nowhere near Endgame.
Yeah.
Right.
It should have been like June. You want to compete with one that you might compete with? Go against the X-Men.
Well, so, I mean, it's almost exactly yeah, the same as last year when the Solo movie came out.
Oh, yeah, wasn't
it? Yeah. It didn't get great reviews. Mm-hmm. There was also the whole issue with people boycotting it because of Last Jedi.
Right.
But it didn't get great reviews, and it was right between Deadpool and the Avengers movie.
Right.
Infinity
right.
War. And it's like, you know, that's,
but the at least you're just completely
setting yourself up for
failure. Well, at least with that, you can argue to an extent, people who want to see that Star Wars movie may
are
not care
go
about
see
superheroes.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
But Hellboy falls right in with
the
same.
It's a superhero book, technically speaking.
Well, speaking of that, someone in chat mentioned it. It was Venom, another superhero movie that the critics didn't like.
It was like awful, and all the fans were like, this is great.
Exactly. So, I mean, Hellboy could be the
same. Well, Venom's one of them. It really is a lot of them.
It is a lot, but I think that one, it reminded me of that because it's the same genre style.
But yeah, I don't know who came up with their scheduling idea, but it was not a great plan.
Mm-mm. All you have to do to make Hellboy at least get better numbers in general, do it after Endgame. Every movie after that, the superhero base, you can compete with.
Yeah.
You could have put it out with Captain Marvel and competed.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
You know, or if you were really smart, get it out in February before all the other ones. So it kind of kicks off the summer blockbuster superhero.
Putting anything near Endgame, to be honest, is just
stupid. Are we acknowledging Venom? I liked Venom.
I liked Venom.
Venom was not a bad movie.
I agree. I think Topher Grace was fantastic. really came out of his like that 70s show mold.
Did you like the fangs?
I thought the fangs were really good because obviously Eddie Brock has fangs. That's in the comics. Everybody saw
it. Of course.
Tom Hardy was amazing in that movie.
He was.
My personal complaints in the Venom movie, and I've mentioned it before, it's just when they got to the ending and the actual Venom fight happened.
Right.
And then it was, watch them break apart because we got to show you Tom Hardy.
Right.
It's funny though because they changed so much of the mythos of Venom.
They did. They changed a lot.
Mm-hmm. But the actual Venom and Eddie Brock was very good.
It was.
Which is, that's the weirdest part. It was like, to change so, it's almost like that, the thing they used to do with 90s superheroes movies.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Where they would just change so much. It's like you had the core character, but then the core character sucked.
Right.
But like this one, they changed so much around it, but the actual Venom and Eddie Brock interactions and like
they were normal. It was just great. They basically leaned a lot towards the planet symbiotes.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Planet of the symbiotes.
With no Spider-Man.
Right, because that's what they had to do. So.
Also, all right. I did not like the after credits. I think they chose the wrong person for Cletus Cassidy.
Actually, I don't think Woody Harrelson's bad. They just should not have given him hair at all.
Yes.
He looked really weird.
It looked
obviously a wig.
I think that's what
actually what Woody Harrelson looks like when he lets his hair grow up.
Yeah. I don't know if you're being serious or not.
100%. Yeah, look it up. Google it.
And on that note, Dan, have you ever wanted to get meals delivered to your door so that you could just prep up an amazing meal for you and your cat?
I have, because I don't like leaving my house.
Exactly. So let me tell you about HelloFresh with a portal opening. Today's podcast is sponsored by HelloFresh, a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so that you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. HelloFresh makes home-cooked super simple by providing six-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients to allow you to make delicious meals a part of your every week. HelloFresh makes cooking enjoyable and easy with a variety of meals. Choose from their selection of classic, veggie, or family plans to suit your needs, with the option to switch things up when your tastes change. Tired of eating the same old thing over and over? HelloFresh can help you break out of that mold and try new things. I had the pleasure of enjoying a delicious and easy-to-make balsamic chicken dinner with very little effort thanks to their meal plan. For $80 off your first month of HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com, RNBE80. Enter the code RNBE80.
It's pretty much like receiving 8 of their delicious meals for free. So start adding some variety and ease to your weekly meals with HelloFresh today. And make sure to use their link and code to get $80 off of your first month.
And the portal has closed.
And don't you ever say otherwise, Dan.
The conversations that we have in between the portals, you can find on our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/eligiblemonster.
Well done.
If you want to know where Andy, what Andy, what, I don't even know what he's talking about. But
where Andy's from.
He doesn't know.
I have a better one. Why is Andy?
Don't move, we won't see you as
even
you
better,
eat your snack.
Who is Andy?
That's from Infinity War. I have a better one. Why is Gamora?
Apparently that was ad-lib too.
I believe it, yeah. Mm.
All right, so today's topic.
Yes, now that we're 20.
For the record, I have been doing it in this style since almost January. Everyone mm-hmm. likes to go real topic at this time. I have been doing topical discussions and then a topic since January, and everyone still goes, man, they'll right. never get to the topic. It's the exact same format now. For how long?
My very doing this first like show 2 years? In what, February?
Yeah.
I think so.
I think we spent 20 minutes talking about Bennett's macros.
And how he could have Guinness.
And he could have either fat
for the record,
or carbs.
Yeah, for the record, yeah, yeah. My Guinness pizza diet, I have lost a total of 12 pounds. Andy's been with me. My bench is up to 250 pounds as a max. My squat is up to about 220 as a max. We discovered today my body fat is down to 20% today, actually on the down slope.
I'm going to say this right now, guys.
It was 22, wasn't it?
It was 22, so yeah. That, yeah.
If you're watching this, this diet only works if you're also exercising.
Yeah, yeah,
yes,
oh, yeah.
That is key, yeah. So I started doing the macro thing this week, actually.
Are we ever going to the top again?
I already lost 2 pounds.
Yeah, nice. The macro thing does work, but you have to be very active to make
yes,
it work.
Yes, does, yeah.
That's the thing. So, but we'll talk about that on another podcast. We do have to get to the topic.
Well, to be fair.
The first time that we ever do 2 just random topics, we will never hear the end of it.
Yeah. Well, actually,
we'll
I mean, we talked about movies.
We'll just
now
turn
we're talking
the podcast
about movies.
Into like 4 hours. Screw it.
There's some viewers that would be like, a 4-hour podcast, that'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I tweeted out today, this was today's question.
Yes.
Are you excited for what, and if you want to follow the questions on Twitter, then just go ahead and follow me on Twitter, @comicstorian. We do more general comic book discussion, stuff like that. I have personal Twitters, it's the Benny Potter. That's where you can find me just being stupid. This one, I try to be comic oriented.
I have a note about that.
Be stupid?
You're stupid.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
So anyway, today, and we normally tweet these out either the day of the show or on Monday. Depends on how much time I want to give people on the topic.
Mm-hmm.
Today's topic was, are you excited for what's next in the MCU?
Okay.
Or are you considering this the end, as many news outlets are reporting?
It's not.
So basically, the idea behind my topic today is, a lot of people are stating, oh, it's the end of Game of Thrones, and it's the end of the MCU. Pop culture is going to be changed.
Okay. Pop culture, as we know it, will end.
And Patton Oswalt yes. put it best on The Conan Show.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Conan, one of those talk shows in the
okay.
guy or Jimmy Kimmel. But he said that he's like, the next Game of Thrones MCU is out there.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
Like, yeah, he's like, yeah. Like everyone's going to look at something. He's going to be like food battles, cupcakes versus pancakes. This is stupid. And then he's like, in 10 years, we're going to be like, can you believe that they.
Right.
Can you believe they turned cupcakes into real size cakes? We had the wedding cake edition. Yeah.
I know,
amazing,
it actually
sounds, right?
It's like dodgeball with cupcakes.
Yeah. Say we just created.
Gary, write down these notes.
Yeah.
So anyway, but he put it best. There is the next thing, which yeah. then really got me thinking. Okay, so there is another thing coming. We
of
all
course.
Know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just how pop culture works.
Right, right, right. Yeah. And no, it is. It is. Mm-hmm. In all honesty, I feel the MCU phase has gone on a lot longer than anyone expected.
Yeah.
You know, I can see that. Yeah.
I mean, what? I think Iron Man was 2006?
Maybe even before that.
Nah.
Oh, 2008?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're like 11, 12 years in.
Yeah. Okay.
Is it going to hold its popularity? Is it going to remain the big zeitgeist? I try to be all smart and use a big word.
Yeah. Stop. Don't do
zeitgeist.
That.
Thank you, Gary.
Don't even try.
He's the smart one.
The guy from X-Force?
No, what I think actually is people are like, well, it's the MCU. It's the MCU. No, DCEU has shown that it's starting up and starting to make things really, really good. I mean, Shazam was amazing. Wonder Woman was amazing. Aquaman was really good.
I feel Shazam and shows that there is now a trend of them doing well.
Exactly. Mm. And I think those are building up to something that's going to allow the kind of comic book movie themed
to keep going.
To keep going. And then MCU is going to be like, well, it's still going. Let's
keep at it. I mean, Hawkeye is getting a TV show now.
I mean, for the record, the MCU is fully intending to continue in TV shows and movies for the next 10 years. Feige has come out and said they have planned out the next 10 years. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in all honesty, if these movies even make a fraction of what they make now, they are going to be considered a success and continue. This is not a debate of will the movies completely tank. I never see an MCU movie tanking. Mm-mm. They'll just get much less numbers.
Right, and less important. It'll be like their version of tanking. Like, it only made $8 bajillion instead of nine.
It's like when Square Enix came out and they're like, Tomb Raider failed. Well, how much did it make? $2 million.
Yeah, right.
Wait, what?
You heard me.
I kind of see it. I could see it as more of the like MMOs, where it's like it reaches a peak and it kind of loses popularity, but it tends to kind of keep that peak. So it's a large portion of people that are still watching this.
Yeah.
Maybe not as many people, new people jumping on. But I still think there's enough of a fan base now that it's going to keep going.
So you're stating that you think the fan base is so large, even with a loss and nobody new coming in, it's going to be fine.
Exactly.
It's going to survive like World of Warcraft does.
Exactly. No, that's exactly what it's going to do because, I mean, all these movies get newcomers into it and there's a lot of people that like watching these movies. Maybe we don't get more people watching them, but it does have a pretty big fan base.
Okay. What do you think, Andy?
I think, so, obviously the MCU took off. Would you calm down?
Yeah, no, sorry.
It's vodka. Anyway, the MCU obviously took off a lot stronger than, like, anybody was anticipating, I think. Like, obviously it went from, like, oh, Iron Man, and oh, did you see the Shield? And oh, it was great. Until the Avengers movies, right? Yeah. Obviously we got that. With all of the core group leaving, Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans. I feel like the movies can still maintain their popularity if they do new characters properly.
I want to interject real quick just to ask this question. We still have no official confirmation that Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, everyone's leaving. We all assume based on the contracts.
Yes, that is true. Yeah.
So I just want to make sure that I didn't miss something.
No.
Under the assumption that they are leaving, yes, I think they were core. But I think since then, we have new cores.
Well, that's the thing.
I mean, Ant-Man.
That's what I'm saying.
So Captain Marvel, Black Panther.
Right. So, I mean, you started off and it was like, you know, the core Avengers group. You had Iron Man, you had Hulk, you had Captain America, you know, Thor. Obviously, you had your hardcore Marvel fans who were like, yes, but then they're really good movies. They're not just like these crappy movies that only comic book nerds are going to go see.
Like the original X-Men.
Exactly.
The original three X-Men.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm talking the more recent ones that got more superhero fame thanks to Marvel.
Right. So, I mean, they're good movies. And then, we got all these ones that you would, like, when Ant-Man came out, I was like, there's no way this is going to be Marvel. Right. Not Marvel's first flop, but probably Marvel's first, like, lower tier movie.
Right.
And it was
mildly
great.
Successful.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Guardians of the Galaxy. Doctor Strange. Yeah. These movies that you would assume wouldn't have exploded as well as they have. So I feel like if they just keep doing that, even if they're like, we're going to have a new Iron Man, if they brought Riri Williams in.
Right.
If they do it as well as they've done all the other ones, I think it'll be fine.
I think the strategy that they've done that's really good is instead of going, here's a core, now we're moving on, they're overlapping it.
Right. I
so
think
it's
that's
like,
key.
You keep your enjoyment and the hype because of these characters. And because you have that, you're like, well, I'll watch the other comic book movies. And then you start falling in love with Ant-Man, Black Panther, and stuff like that. So that when the originals kind of die off, they have such a big fan base that they can keep going. And then you overlap it again and then overlap it and you just keep on going. And I think just a lot of people are looking at it as the main people are leaving, but they're not looking at it as there's a lot of really big fan bases behind these newer characters.
Yeah.
Do you think that they are going to continue onward? Because they haven't told us what's happening.
Right.
The
only
thing we know is that there will be a Doctor Strange 2 and there is a new Spider-Man coming out.
Right.
And Captain Marvel's obviously going to get a sequel.
Of course.
We're working on Black Panther. But we already know the existing characters in the next movies. We don't know what new stuff is being introduced yet. Mm-hmm. Do you think they're going to introduce a ton of new stuff or recast our current people?
I think that would be a huge mistake.
To recast.
Because if you recast...
This isn't like the old Batman movies where we could just
swap
it out.
That's what I'm saying. Let's say, okay, they're like, Chris Evans is done. Let's say his contract is over.
Right.
Right? So they're like, well, we still need Captain America. We'll just cast a new Captain America and essentially either do a soft reboot or...
Unless they did maybe Sam Falcon right now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So if they went that route, I think it would be a better idea. Because if you just go ahead and recast, everyone's going to be like, no, I like Chris Evans better.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to see this new one. I don't care. My movie ended with Endgame.
Yeah.
Right? My MCU ended. Not hashtag not my MCU.
You know, because that'll happen. So the idea of continuing, making Bucky Captain America, making Falcon Captain America, you know, that I think is the better idea than just going, we'll recast, it'll be fine. Yeah. How are you going to find another Iron Man?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You can't find another Robert
Especially
Downey Jr.
Especially since for the last 10 years they adapted the comic book to be Robert
Downey Jr. Robert Downey Jr. That's what I'm saying. So to continue onward, maybe having cameos from Robert Downey Jr. or Chris Evans or something. Every now and then.
Yeah.
Iron Man would be the easiest to continue onward because you just CG the suit and have it do everything.
That's true. Yeah,
see Spider-Man Homecoming.
But I
just need you to show up in a suit.
Yeah.
I think somebody had the theory that when Spider-Man called him up and he was at that party in India, Robert Downey Jr. was actually just at a party in India.
Oh, I bet.
They just filmed it
and
they just
showed up with the cameras. Hey, man, we got you.
Yeah, he's like, that was this weekend?
He was already dressed that way. He just walks around like that all the time. Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like recasting would probably be the biggest mistake they could make.
Okay.
And yeah, just continue on with it.
What do you... So the bubble itself.
Mm-hmm. Please.
Do you agree with Dan that... We may not get new people, but we have so many fans, it ain't going nowhere.
I feel like I doubt the bubble is going to pop. I doubt we're suddenly going to start coming out with, like, the next Avengers movie, let's say in 4 or 5 years down the line, whatever. They've introduced new characters.
Right.
We're going to have a new Avengers, West Coast Avengers, I don't know. I doubt it's going to, like, bomb.
Okay.
The bubble will shrink. I could see that.
Right. Deflate a little bit.
Yeah, the bubble will deflate, but I can't imagine it. Everyone's just going to be like, I'm done with these movies.
Right. You know what
call it good.
You know what I could see being the next Avengers though? Champions.
I could see them
because
doing
I could see them going, "Hey, let's make some role models for kids."
Yeah, and so that would bring in a new younger crowd who maybe, you know,
don't have a history with Iron Man
and things like that. I could see that happening. Yeah.
For what I'm thinking right now is this movie's going to set up our new heroes. We're going to get one or two new superhero movies between the next event. There will be another Avengers.
Oh, yeah.
I have a feeling the next one's going to be the new Avengers, and that may potentially do better than Infinity War and Endgame, simply for the curiosity of what is it?
Yeah.
And if everyone comes out going, that was okay, then we're going to see. With how big Infinity War, Captain Marvel, and superhero movies have gotten, Aquaman broke a billion. Captain Marvel, I believe, broke a billion. If not, it's really freaking close. Because last time I looked, it was 800 million. Shazam, I don't know where that's at right now, but...
It's pretty high, yeah. I was going to say, it's up there.
They're all doing so amazing. I personally think we've extended the bubble.
Yes.
I feel the bubble has been extended to whatever is next. Because next will be the big decider. If they come out with a really lackluster movie as the next Avengers flick, that I could see being the big bubble pop.
Yeah, I could see that.
But even then, I don't think it would be a bubble pop because there's going to be people who like it.
Yeah.
Unless it comes out and it's just really bad. We're talking like just a terrible, like the acting's horrible. The
like
story
X-Men Origins.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I mean,
cool
you're always going to get
the explosion.
You're going to... If anybody could do it, it would
whenever
be
anybody brings up Wolverine, whenever anyone brings up X-Men Origins Wolverine, I always think of that scene where he's just walking from the
helicopter and
explodes a cigar.
Yeah. That's what made me buy a biker jacket. Anyway, what was this thing?
I have no idea.
The chat is stating that Captain Marvel did break a billion. So
yeah, so it's like unless they could just come out with a truly awful movie. Mm-hmm. You're gonna have people who still like it.
I think there's too much oversight at Disney to let ever that's to what let I'm something saying. Like that
but
get
like,
out.
You know, I mean, I know people who are just like, nah, I didn't really care for Ant-Man, and that's fine. Maybe it's not for everybody. I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't like a superhero heist movie, but that's fine.
Right,
I loved it.
Exactly.
Same.
But you know what I'm saying? You're still gonna have people who like it.
Yeah.
So
plus, they have so many alternatives that if they come out with a flop, they're gonna go, that was bad, but I still love Captain Marvel, Black Panther, and
saying.
All of these
like,
other ones.
Well,
I'm going to go
see
the sequel.
Everyone's understanding that Captain Marvel, this is when everyone has having all the conspiracy theories and stuff like that. Captain Marvel's going to tank, and it's going to ruin the MCU.
Right.
I was thinking, like, look, let's just say it does. Mm-hmm. Comes out, it tanks. Do you really think no one's ever going to go see Black Panther, Spider-Man,
Guardians?
That's what I'm saying, Even if you're not, because I know people who don't go see all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they still like certain characters, they still go see the movies, you know.
Yeah.
So...
Do you think that having the X-Men and the Fantastic Four now, officially, and Spider-Man, because, I mean, he came in towards the end. It was after Age of Ultron, wasn't it?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. It was
so he's still, I mean, yes, we're getting a second movie, but he's still new to the MCU.
Yeah.
Do you think having Spider-Man, X-Men, Fantastic Four in their roster now is going to give us another 10 years of MCU hype?
I could see that because with the X-Men movies, let's be honest, X-Men movies haven't been great. They've been okay.
Yeah.
They're passable.
I go
see them, I enjoy parts, and then there's other parts you just go, what is that? Right.
So then you have people who really like the X-Men. And are like, I want a really good X-Men movie. Mm-hmm. Well, if anybody's going to do a really good X-Men movie, it's going to be Marvel.
Yeah.
Now that they have it. So I feel like you're going to get the new crowd who are like, oh yeah, I want to see what Marvel's going to do with the X-Men. Mm-hmm. And once again, unless it completely is awful.
Right.
That's going to draw them in. Same with the Fantastic Four. You're going to, I haven't seen a truly good Fantastic Four movie.
I feel like Fantastic Four, they're going to have to wait a while before using them. X-Men I could see being used, depending on Dark Phoenix.
They're going
to
need some goodwill.
Exactly.
Build up from those other Fantastic
Like,
Four
Fantastic
movies,
yeah. Four just, the good thing about like Ant-Man and stuff like that, it was a new there one, was, it was in a good yeah. hands, and people liked it.
Yeah.
Fantastic Four and X-Men, there's a lot of people that may not know it's in Disney and Marvel's hands now,
and they just see,
oh crap, another Fantastic
Four.
Four
stick, we should be okay.
Exactly. And I think X-Men's fate is going to be decided upon Dark Phoenix.
Okay.
Because if Dark Phoenix does not do well, they're going to have to wait some time because that one is coming out after the deal came out. So
they are promoting it as it is coming out and it is the end of the original thing.
Right.
Which then makes me go, what was the movie that's coming out after it?
New Mutants.
I agree with everyone that if they're toting Dark Phoenix as the end, we are not seeing New Mutants.
No, Marvel, Disney has stated they are releasing New Mutants.
Really?
There's no release date for it, but it is in their release date or release slate.
Is that just because it's done?
I think so.
So the same reason Dark Phoenix is getting released?
Apparently they still need to do some reshoots. But the movie is like 99% done.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's like 95% reshoots. It's no big deal.
I mean, if you do some reshoots, though, you could probably work that into the MCU.
Yeah.
Honestly, with a few reshoots, you could probably work it in. If you want to. It could be a way to maybe ease the idea of mutants.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Personally, I feel like the New Mutants, I'm kind of iffy on that they're doing mutants with horror. Because that's the one that we're talking about, right?
Yes. It's not technically mutants with horror, but it's these weirder mutants. Because one's Wolfsbane, she's obviously a werewolf, things like that. So it's like, it's the weird versions of the mutants that, you know, and they're in like an asylum or something, I think, based off the trailer.
I could see the mutants and X-Men being added in a way of, instead of having it be X-Men, Cyclops. Like having a movie named Cyclops about the X-Men, but people get tagged, like if it's Wolverine or stuff like that. I feel like that would be a good way for them to bring it in because then they go, okay, they're dedicating it to this character. Maybe they're going to truly go into this as opposed to the other ones where they're like, here's the full group. We're going to spread the story out amongst all of them. And I feel like an X-Men movie is kind of similar to the Avengers movie. And they kind of need to build up to an X-Men movie
rather than do a full-blown,
right, because if they build up to an X-Men movie, X-Men versus Avengers.
Well, they've already said they're going to be doing that eventually.
I know. I'm so excited.
I feel with the reshoots for New Mutants, they should just add on a scene where at the very end, Deadpool shows up.
Right.
And he's like, why is everybody so grim and gritty? And he's got a bunch of those like X-Men trainee shirts, like jerseys he had in the movie. He's like, here you go, guys. And there you go. That's the end of your movie.
I feel like so many ways of resurrecting characters is let's put Deadpool in
it. Just throw Deadpool in there. He introduces some stuff. It's fun.
Yeah.
People love it.
All right. Well, our Twitter people have said.
All right.
Dalton, the Carol Danvers shill, says, we're finally going to get proper X-Men and Fantastic Four done on the big screen. I'm assuming implying that this is not ending.
No, we're getting more.
Okay. J-N-I-X, I'm assuming Jinx is what he's going for with that. Stage, it's only going to get better.
Yeah.
Anti-Hero states, bring us Dark Reign.
Can I tag on to that last one of the only going to get better? I think that's a great way to say it because it's also some of those characters, they have gone on enough that it's hard to get new stories in. And so it's kind of like pulling out weeds a little bit.
See, actually,
I'm kind of refreshing things up.
Right, and actually, I'm looking forward to the future of the MCU because they have to do what they refuse to do in comics, which is let time go on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because obviously, Chris Evans, Robert Downey Jr., they're only going to get older.
Mm-hmm.
So either your option is to recast, which, I think is a terrible idea.
Right.
Or allow the MCU to actually progress
through
time.
It used to.
Yeah.
Exactly. So they don't do that in comics anymore, and the idea that the MCU will actually progress as the real world progresses with us.
Right, crazy.
Is awesome, and I really hope they do that.
Yeah. I'm hoping that it does well, yeah, and they do it in comics again.
That would be great.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Comics finally age, and like things like Dick Grayson becoming Nightwing can happen again.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know? And people can retire.
Oh, yeah. If Dick Grayson was like around now, well, like Damian hasn't aged in the...
Yeah, he's been around 5, 10 years.
I'm pretty sure he's gone from 10 to 15 and back and forth.
Yeah, so like if Dick Grayson was Robin now, there's no way he would ever become Nightwing.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were like, no, we need Robin.
Yeah. Damian's been stuck as Robin forever.
Yeah, so... Yeah. Anyway, continuing.
And then they killed him off.
Yeah. Caleb King says that he's excited for what's next in the hashtag MCU, especially for hashtag Spider-Man Far From Home. But for right now, the anticipation for hashtag Avengers Endgame is killing me.
Hashtag bring back Tobey Maguire.
Tevia says, I don't think it's truly the end of the MCU. I think it'll keep going thanks to the Eternals.
I thought he was going to say thanks to Super Son.
I would watch that movie. They just show up, alternate reality. And Deadpool shows up and is like, what are you guys doing here?
Deadpool shows up. You're not supposed to be here. Go back to your own universe.
Max Lee says, I'm excited to see what's going to happen next. The reporters just want a big scoop. Implying, because I said the news.
Yeah, it was just, I feel like the whole, it's going to burst, MCU is in. That's just clickbait. That's just
I kind of agree.
Hashtag not my clickbait.
In all honesty, I think Kevin Feige and all the other writers are probably trying to find out a way to add the Fantastic Four and the X-Men and into the timeline and not mess it up.
Mm-hmm.
I know they said that they're not even going to touch them for 10 more years. I really don't believe that.
I doubt that.
I
can.
I think they have a plan for the next 10 years. And it doesn't include the X-Men and the Fantastic Four. But if you look, the original 10-year plan didn't have Spider-Man.
You know, I'm going to predict something.
And then he showed up in Civil War.
X-Men or Fantastic Four will come out close to when Captain Marvel and Black Panther get their third movie.
That I could see.
Hmm. Yeah, I can see that.
DJ Summers broken into multiples, but I don't know if it's the end, but it may be a time for a break. The MCU has avoided fatigue because we've all been on this train excited to see where it leads.
It's true.
Once Endgame ends, though, there will be people who don't want to sign up for another 20-year arc. On the other hand, the MCU is such a staple at this point that if done right, Marvel has the opportunity to bring in a new generation of fans. Think about someone who was 6 when the MCU started. Now is the opportunity to get in and begin their own characters and story.
Yeah.
That actually makes me think of things like video game market. We all think of PlayStation, Xbox, Nintendo because they're the staples.
Sure.
It doesn't matter if the systems are good or bad. They're always here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sega's the only one that went away. And I guarantee if Xbox hadn't shown up, it still would have been one of the three.
Oh, probably. Right, yeah.
That could be the MCU until there's somebody to remove it from its spot.
Right.
It's
but
just,
I mean, what giant franchise, what 10-year spending franchise is going to do that?
The We've closest already, ever was Harry Potter.
Yeah. I was with Harry Potter, you had the Lord of the Rings for a little while.
Yep.
And then Star Wars came back, but we've already hit Star Wars fatigue.
Yeah.
So it's just like, you know, what
DCU is the only one who had a shot at it.
Yeah.
And they're going to take at least 5 more years to get everyone to be like, oh, these can be good.
Yeah. I mean, they're starting off
like
strong.
They can't have a bomb for 5 years and then we'll all be like, stop making fun of the DCU, man. They totally fixed that stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
5 years. It'll be way like 4 years way. In. We'll be on Justice League 2. All of them broke $1 billion and we'll still be like, remember the Snyderverse?
Right. Hashtag release the Snyder Cut. It's still going to be there.
Still I wonder what they would there. Do with... Obviously, they're going to reboot it.
Fast and the Furious, Robin King says.
Yeah.
That has turned into a superhero franchise.
It has, yeah. Did you see the trailer for Hobbs and Shaw? It's straight up a superhero movie.
It totally is.
Yeah.
They're fighting Iron Man.
They are.
Oh, my gosh.
Is he Iron Man or is he like...
Iron Dude.
Because it seems like he has the suit at first, but then it seems like he goes like Captain America a little bit.
So maybe it's both?
Maybe it's both. They combine them.
Or it's Iron Man when he in... Avengers, where he's got it like in his skin.
Oh, yeah, like nano machines and stuff. Yeah.
We got a lot of responses to this, so I'm going to keep going. Oh, Alice goodness. The Alice says, after another disappointing filler movie like Captain Marvel, it's hard not to see new outlets assuming that is the end of the superhero movie bubble. I personally doubt that, but I'm personally unsure based upon the next phase schedule if we need to hit up theaters for a while. And then she said hashtag Shazam.
I feel like they need to scale it back a little bit. Maybe do like one movie a year. Because now that, I mean, now they got, we're doing three, right?
Marvel. MC, okay.
Yeah, it was Captain Marvel, Endgame, and then Spider-Man.
And Spider-Man.
I think that's all of them this year.
Is that the, because there I was one year where like four came out.
I don't
think it'd be bad if
the MCU took a year off.
No. I would say maybe scale it back to a year. Every year they release a new movie.
I think if they scaled off, they would have to do one like superhero, but not kind of Blade style.
Okay.
Where it's like a Marvel superhero, but you don't look at it going, hey, that's a Marvel superhero.
Right.
Because they kind of need to keep the hype up. You don't want to let it die off and then be like, you're right. We're going to come back. Oh, they forgot about us. DCEU had a good year this year. And oh, shoot.
Yep. Gustavo Eman says, they haven't let me down in years. Why would I stop watching a series of solid movies?
Yeah.
And that's true. Even the worst ones in the series,
I still like. Really good.
Yeah.
And for the record, everyone trying to get on that. No, I liked Captain Marvel. I've got complaints about every MCU movie. I liked Captain Marvel. The two worst ones, in my opinion, are Dark World and Iron Man 3.
Yeah, I would say.
Good thing I didn't watch Dark World.
And actually, I don't like Age of Ultron either. On the level, I like the other ones.
Yeah.
I just feel like Age of Ultron was a giant filler trying to set up too much.
There was a lot of it that was just trying to set up the next, like, phase.
Yeah.
I think what Marvel did right, though, with Dark World was they made Ragnarok not really need Dark World.
Yeah.
Because I saw the first one. I saw Ragnarok. Honestly, I forgot there was even one between them because it didn't matter.
It really didn't, yeah.
Yeah.
At this point, it's just, I'm trying to scan. I'm trying to do all of them, but if you want to join the conversation next week, don't forget to go follow our Twitter, @ComicStorian. We put the tweet out either Monday or Thursday, depending on the topic.
Yeah.
So. I try not to flood your feeds with too much. If I flood your feeds, because a lot of comic book stuff came out.
Yeah. Or he's having a bored night and decides to spam.
No, that's why I have my personal Twitter now.
Oh, that's right.
I go crazy on that one.
That's right.
I'm sitting there trying to write yesterday. He keeps messaging me about Witcher 3. He's like giving me status updates.
I finally started Witcher 3, and I'm telling you, I'm like, trying to start this.
Granted,
I'm
the one who's like, you need to play Witcher 3. It's like one of my favorite games of all time.
I still need to play it.
So he's like just sending me constant. I'm talking to this guy. All right, now I'm killing a cat. All right, now the guards are trying to kill me. I was like, you're a witcher, not a cat, or get out of there.
See, I actually...
Well, it's funny, because I was trying to work out, like, what save I should load up with him.
Right.
And then once I started it, I'm like, I'm in a bar, talking to a guy. I just killed a cat. Guards are trying to fight me. I'm fist fighting. Oh, I'm OP.
see, I just, because I get email notifications, I could tell he started, because it goes, notification, DLC bot, add-on bot. Alternate costume, but...
No. I had the season pass, but you still have to download it.
Okay.
And when you download it, tells you as a purchase.
Right,
yeah. Even though it was all free.
For like an hour long, I just kept it getting Witcher add-on download. Witcher
add-on. Well, I started it back up, and I'm like, I know I got the expansion pass. Like, I thought I had some stuff with that. And so I looked at
all
the thing,
of the stuff.
And it's like 14 things I had to click, so...
Right.
Anyway, back to the main topic. That was a weird tangent onto the Witcher 3 topic.
Well, it's just about how you... like to flood people's inboxes when you get bored.
I do, but not you Twitter people. Although some days I do, but it's all comic related.
Sure. Yeah.
Reviews and shit like that. But anyway, Witcher Cinematic Universe.
I would watch that.
Well, they're coming out with a show.
They're coming.
Yeah, they're doing it.
Netflix.
Anyway, personally, like I said, my opinion is I, for the longest time, said Endgame would potentially be the end.
Yes,
we've prepared
did.
Our channels and everything we're doing
literally
for this to be the
end. End in the title.
I've been preparing everything for this to be the end of the YouTube channel, of our Twitch, everything.
Guess you have warned me about my job multiple times.
Yeah, I've warned everyone that like if Endgame comes out, everything tanks, that's it, we're done. I personally think with how successful Infinity War is, how all the recent movies have been, because I thought by the time we get to Endgame, between Infinity War and Endgame, you're starting to see it tapering. Everyone kind of getting bored and then it shoots back up.
Right.
You know? I think it's going to really depend on the next big Avengers movie. I think that's what everyone.
You're thinking maybe 4 more years down the line after they've introduced some new characters or something like that.
Everyone's going to be on board until that.
Right. Depending on how well that one does.
Right. Because then they're going to be like, well, this isn't what I wanted.
Yeah.
I think they're going to go to that just to be like, well, is it as good as the other ones?
Mm.
Well, and then go, okay, that ended.
I think it depends on the whatever new characters they're going to introduce or what actors they're going to get to play them. Because if you're not down with the characters and you're not down with the actors portraying them, then you're not going to get
it. I mean, that's very true. Like, that's
Avengers
the
Avengers movie, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, I don't care about this Avengers. It doesn't have Captain America. It doesn't have Iron Man. It doesn't have, you know.
Yeah.
And none of their movies have made me enjoy them. So why am I going to bother with these Avengers movies?
Right.
Well, I mean, isn't that the big argument that even we've had with Captain Marvel? One, the character in the comics has been just getting lambasted with the worst storylines ever for 5 years, in which she's pretty much the villain and everything. So your general comic book goer is not a fan of Captain Marvel.
Right.
And then Brie Larson, with how vocal she is and all of her stuff, I know people that have said, I would be on board with Captain Marvel, but I don't like Brie Larson.
Mm.
So based on what you're saying, I could totally see that.
Yeah.
For me, like I said, I like the movie. And I thought
I enjoyed the movie. Yeah.
I did always find it funny that everyone's like, Brie Larson's so vocal. I'm like, do you follow Chris Evans and Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah, I was going to
say. Follow Mark Ruffalo if you want to see political stuff.
Oh, yeah. Which is funny because I don't honestly care about anyone's personal politics, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Like, I have my own opinions and, you know, like, Chris Evans' opinion is his opinion. It doesn't affect me. So I don't pay attention to Chris Evans or Robert Downey Jr. Like, I like him in the movies. I don't.
I follow them on Twitter just to see what they tweet about the Avengers movies, but between the movies, it's all politics.
Oh, no, I do know that, yeah.
Mark Ruffalo is probably the most vocal.
Oh, yeah.
He likes to put out tweets that are like, if you don't back this, go here, do this, you're like evil, you know?
Yeah, so.
Chris Evans likes to kind of, he picks and chooses the fights.
Right.
And Robert Downey Jr., for the most part, is actually not that political. Actually, he's kind of like Ricky Gervais, where it's like all like animal helping and things like that. Like, he's all about the charities.
Right, yeah. So. Which, I mean, that's fine. Everyone's allowed to their own opinions.
Yeah.
Doesn't bother me. Your opinion bothers me.
Nah, fair.
That's fair.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So that, you guys, what's your final thoughts on this, Andy? Where do you think it's going to end?
When do I think it's going to end?
Or do you think it's
going to end? January 27th, 2027.
I'm going to laugh if that's the bombing movie.
Called it. No, I don't think it's going to fully end. I don't think it'll ever fully end.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think we'll definitely, the bubble will shrink. We'll definitely see some slowdown, maybe some fatigue further down the line. But I doubt it'll ever end.
Yeah. Okay.
Until the day where Marvel is finally like, you know what? We don't want to make movies anymore. Maybe then. You know what I'm saying?
We don't like money.
I feel like if they end the MCU and try to reboot it, is probably
same
when it will, like, people will just be like, no, not my MCU.
Yeah. I agree. I think it's going to go on for a while. And I think rebooting is the only way to ruin it because it's going to get people going,
well, hashtag
not
off
my MCU. Yeah. So.
As a final thought, Andy, since I was brought this up multiple times, this is also the end of Game of Thrones. You don't watch it.
No, I do not.
What do you think? Do you think this is the end of the Game of Thrones hype? Or do you think that the spinoffs prequels are going to work?
I feel like the prequels sound very interesting, giving us the history of Westeros and all that stuff. It just depends on how they do it, you know, because it could be very good. If it's the history of Westeros, it'll have more fantasy elements to it.
Right.
You know, you won't have to go six seasons of when is the dragon gonna show up? Because there was dragons. That was the whole point. Mm-hmm. So if they do it right, I feel it could keep going.
Okay.
You know, it might not necessarily be as popular as it, the problem with trying to like recapture the popularity of a show when it first came out. I mean, it was the same thing with like Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, Star Wars and the prequels. It's like, you know, when these things first come out, they're so popular and it's like what's the term? A flash in the pan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like an instant
Attack
spark.
On Titan, I think, is a great example of that, because when that came out, it was everywhere. Regardless whether or not you were an anime fan, Attack on Titan was everywhere.
Right.
And that's not the case anymore. It's still popular.
Well, that's the thing. It's like you're going to get this initial spark of popularity.
Yeah.
That if you try to recapture it, generally speaking, you won't.
Yeah. So it's funny because HBO has actually come out and said that they're trying to not do that many spinoffs.
Right.
Because they don't want to become the Game of Thrones network.
Well, yeah. That's just the way it is. You're never going to get, because like, you know, Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. Right? When The Hobbit came out, everyone was expecting the next Fellowship of the Ring.
Right.
And while the reviews were okay for it, it wasn't nearly as good as the Lord of the Rings movies were. And it's just, you're never going to recapture that initial jolt.
Right.
Yeah. There's just no way to do it.
Yeah.
So.
All right. I just wanted to, because I've mentioned Game of Thrones multiple times. We both do watch it. I'm playing catch up right now.
I'm going to check out the prequel one.
Well, it's just funny. I'm trying to catch up on Game of Thrones right now. I didn't watch much of season 7. But I don't remember where I stopped watching. Mm. And we were trying to watch the recaps, and I went all the way up to season 6 and just started watching the opening recaps. Saw that. Okay, next one. Yeah. I did it all the way to the end. And then I got to the big battle at the end of season 6, and I'm like, I'll just watch this again.
The Battle of the Bastards.
Yeah. But Dan will watch it eventually one day and fall asleep.
Well, he can watch it all in one shot. Binge watch it. Yeah.
You don't. So anyway, guys, thank you for joining us in today's comics experiment. Don't forget, if you need to order yourself some food and get it delivered to your house, go ahead and use HelloFresh with our link down below if you want to support the show. You can also join us live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern when we film this show live, Comics Experiment, right here. Or you can go to our Patreon, patreon.com/comicstorian, to get early access to this and many other projects and shows that we do over there. Mm-hmm. We appreciate all of your guys' support. You guys are all awesome. But now it's time for me to ask you, in the comments down below, when do you think the MCU bubble is going to burst? Or do you think it's not? It's time to talk about that, because when this video goes live, Endgame is like a week away. Or two, I don't know. I don't have the schedule in front of me. Thank you guys, we'll see you next time right here.
Bye, everybody.